She pushed at the door, heavy because of the angle. She was in a ditch. She threw her shoulder against the door and muscled it open. Branches snapped at her cheeks as she heaved herself out of the car. The only light nearby was a headlamp, now buried in leaves. Rain pelted her face. She blinked at the surrounding gloom and tried to orient herself. She heard a low rumble, like thunder, but not. It was a pickup, diesel engine, somewhere behind her. She listened, paralyzed with terror, as the rumble ceased and a door slammed shut. He was here. The nightmare she'd imagined so many times, in vivid detail, was happening. She clawed wildly at the vines and branches. Panting now, she crashed like an animal through the woods. No car, no phone, no emergency kit. A distant whir growing nearer. Tires on pavement. She scrambled toward the sound. She broke through the foliage just as the car whizzed by. "Help!" she screamed, waving her arms at the shrinking taillights. Her mistake hit her. She ducked back into the bushes, but it was too late. He was right behind her, closer now, so close she could hear his grunts and breaths. "Move!" she willed her rubbery legs. She choked back a sob as he came closer, closer, then smack! She was on the ground, her legs pinned. No air, no breath. She scratched and elbowed and kicked, her heel hitting something soft. A moan. She jerked herself free and lunged for the road. Another car, she heard it, saw its lights beckoning her to safety. Just a few more feet. She reached for the light, the pavement. She clawed at the gravel. "Help! Stop!" A hand clamped around her ankle and dragged her back. 2 days later. Alex Lovell downed her last sip of tepid coffee, slung her camera around her neck, and checked her watch. Late again. Fortunately, the subject of today's surveillance liked to sleep in. Less fortunately, he lived in his girlfriend's apartment near campus, which meant parking was going to be a bitch. As a backup plan, Alex grabbed the orange traffic cone that lived in the corner of her office and helped her get away with damn near anything. Outside, an early morning downpour had snarled traffic. Alex cast a glance over her shoulder as she hurriedly locked the office. Cars inched along Lavaca Street, and she tried to decide which route to UT would be fastest. A shadow fell over her.
"Excuse me, ma'am?"
She surveyed the man's reflection in the glass door before answering. Boots, jeans, western-style jacket. His 6-foot frame was augmented by a cowboy hat. Was this guy for real?
"Think I might be lost," he drawled.
She turned around. Cattle Raisers Association's 2 blocks over. He smiled slightly, and the lines bracketing his mouth deepened.
"I'm looking for Lovell Solutions."
She nodded at the words etched on the glass door beside her. "Looks like you found it."
"Are you Alexandra Lovell?"
"Yes," she said, certain this wasn't news.
"I have something to discuss with you. Only take a minute," he added, as she glanced at her watch.
"What's your name?"
"Bill Schofield."
"What do you do?"
"I'm a lawyer."
She eyed him skeptically. Tufts of white hair peeked up from his shirt collar and a slight paunch hung over his belt buckle. She put him at 55. Her gaze dropped to his boots, shiny black ostrich. She'd been in Texas long enough to recognize expensive footwear. She thought about this month's receivables. 5 minutes, she said, glancing at her watch again. She dropped the cone on the sidewalk and unlocked the door. "And I'll hang on to that SIG while we talk, if you don't mind." You would have thought she'd asked him to surrender his dick. His gray eyes narrowed as he fished the pistol out from the holster beneath his jacket. He passed it to her, butt first. She led the way into her air-conditioned reception room. It lacked a receptionist. Alex glanced at the door to her messy office, which thankfully was closed. As the visitor removed his hat, she walked behind her assistant's recently vacated desk.
"Little paranoid?"
He glanced pointedly at the security camera mounted up near the ceiling. She shrugged. You can never be too careful. The last man she'd let in here armed had put her in the hospital. Alex nodded at a vinyl chair. "Have a seat." She placed a pistol.